Saanich Council unanimously rejected a proposal to build a 12-story high-rise at the corner of Quadra Street and Nicholson Street on August 18, after a staff report cited numerous concerns about the project. The development application for 4,085 Quadra and 945 Nicholson Streets included 110 rental housing units, a 99-space childcare facility and two commercial spaces. The project also featured two levels of underground parking, a partially underground level providing daycare access, and a rooftop amenity area. The staff report also noted that the project would have helped address housing and childcare shortages within the municipality, with a family-friendly unit mix and 11 affordable units secured through federal funding. However, planning staff raised concerns about the tower's scale and location. At up to 14 stories on the sloped site, the building would have stood at the northern edge of the Quadra McKenzie Center, where lower-density housing is expected. Saanich's official community plan places the tallest buildings in the center of growth areas, not the periphery. The report also warned the project would orphan the neighboring property at 949 Nicholson Street, leaving it isolated and difficult to redevelop. A bird's-eye view of the proposed project. Saanich staff report. While the developer made some changes, trying to adapt their application to fit Saanich's requirements, staff concluded the project still did not meet key guidelines and core planning policies. Before council deliberations, several residents spoke against the development during the public input session, including local resident Evelyn Thompson-Smith. "The 12-story that we're looking at doesn't make sense, especially given the safety components of our already narrow streets, many of which don't have sidewalks," she said. "Our daughter and her family would already be living with us, but they can't because it's not safe for their kids to go to school." Shortly after, Loreen, a longtime North Quadra resident, shared her concerns about the impact of the development on the neighborhood's character and ecosystem, while expressing support for growth. "It's always been my view that Quadra should support greater height and density than our residential streets," she said. "However, never in our wildest dreams did we expect a building that is so dramatically out of scale and proportion, contrary to neighborhood character." Cown. Colin Plant, although appreciative of the applicant's wish to do business in Saanich, said this project missed the mark for this given area. "I am not convinced on the whole that this is the appropriate thing for this site," he said. "I think it is too much at this site in this part of Quadra, so I don't think this is supportable." Cown. Natalie Chambers also opposed the application, citing concerns about the potential impact of the development on key sensitive biodiversity areas, including nearby Christmas Hill and the Swan Lake Nature Sanctuary. Next to speak was Cown. Mina Westhaver, who echoed similar comments to Plant, particularly amid the district's ongoing review of the Quadra McKenzie Plan, QMP. "This just doesn't fit, it's not the time," she said. While Westhaver welcomes growth in the community, she advocates for development that fits the neighborhood's aspirations, character, and limitations. "I look forward to seeing the area grow in a very mindful way with increased density that's very respectful and something we can really enjoy into the future," she said. "In the meantime, let's do what's right for the greater good of Saanich." Closing the conversation was Mayor Dean Murdoch, who discussed the challenge of balancing growth and what this vision might look like. "In this case, I think that it became perfectly clear that this is not the form of land use council wishes to see in this location, and I think that that's a view shared by the neighbors," he said. "We heard very clearly that the density is supported in locations where that makes sense, closer to the center, closer to good public transit and amenities that people can walk to. This is not a location to have that scale of development." As the QMP moves into its next phase of public consultation, Murdoch reiterated the importance of public input in shaping the community. "It's so important that we have a shared vision for what this vital community is going to look like. Change is happening in all the neighborhoods across Saanich," said Murdoch.